There were a couple of different big shows in the city of Lansing last night. The Lugnuts played a game, and they had theirs going, all mixed in with what the city was doing. And then, as I call it, the great amateur independent shows that are all across the city and the environs. And there was one going on at in D.C. as well that was fun to watch some of the entertainers. And then, of course, fireworks over the Capitol Mall, which were huge last night, as they always are. So what did it mean to you? Was it just the fireworks? Was it just a chance to maybe grill some food? And for some, like even yours truly, have a bit of a four-day weekend? Or is there something deeper that you resolved to take away from 4th of July? Let's talk about it this morning with a good friend, the doc, Dr. John Braccio, who is here with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Happy 5th of July to you, sir. Good morning.
Well, happy 5th to you, and as we're still celebrating the 4th, and we in some ways ought to be celebrating it every day, but certainly I, just like all other Americans, individuals have, I guess, part of a story on the 4th with a dad from Italy and a
wife
from Cuba. I've always been surrounded by persons that really love America and love the opportunities that this country gives, and I think in a time, and we're always trying to improve a society that we often focus on the negative. I think there are days like July 4th where we need to really celebrate the wonder of what an experimental governmental system we're in terms of really trying to merge, have so many people together, the, you know, unum plurum, you know, this type thing, from one becoming many and many becoming one. So it's quite a great place to be and a great place to have the opportunity to bring about change. And one of those places, if we're not happy, we wait for an election, we change, we move forward. But there's no question, when you think of liberty, opportunity, the chance to advance, the chance to move forward, this country, the one we live in, the United States, has been a miracle for tens of millions of people. And it's a wonderful day to celebrate the birth of the country.
Doc, let's talk about that immigrant experience for a second. There's a movie I love. I truly love this movie. It's called Avalon. It was done by Barry Levinson. He made the Baltimore movies like Tin Man and Diner. But in the movie Avalon, he kind of reaches back to his own father coming to America from the old country. He shows up in 1914, of all years, with the Great War breaking out.
Sure.
He shows up in Baltimore on the 4th of July, and he thinks that this is just normal for an immigrant to unload and see fireworks. They're celebrating, and this is great, and every day will be, what a country. But he said he real quickly realized he just happened to get there. He didn't know anything about July 4th. But the family's very cohesive. But after a generation and the second generation, they start to break apart a little bit, and everything that they had gained by coming to America, they felt, he felt a little wistful that they also lost something with the diaspora. I mean, is that something that you see and feel a little bit too, especially with having a wife who's from Cuba, with the way it's been the last 50 years, and with your father coming from Italy?
Now, in what sense? I mean, I think that ultimately, we become Americans. Obviously, that's the goal if we're going to be living in America, living in the United States. I've always felt a kinship from an Italian heritage, okay?
Sure.
My wife certainly does from a Cuban. The kids are both, you know, John and daughter, they're both fully bilingual Spanish-speaking kids or persons. Now they're both psychologists, I might add. So, but I don't know if you lose. I think you gain in many ways, meaning you lose part of a culture, okay, but you never forget where you're from. You never forget that. But again, if you're going to be in the United States, this is a place where when you come, you say, I want to be an American. You know, io sono italiano, you can say on the boat, I'm an Italian.
Sure.
But when you get off, you become an American. You never lose a love and a caring and a respect for your past. But the goal is to be becoming an English-speaking, a successful person as part of the American experience.
Right.
We're part of the mosaic, because you and I have a similar ethnic background, but there's no question that we are speaking in English, that we are living in the United States, we're professionals, we're moving forward, and that's part of the American dream, that we can do that, and they're really the limits in many ways are what we decide to do, what our abilities are, and we have a lot of opportunities from skills, from the IT to top educational programs to choose where we're going to go in life and what we're going to do. It's a very, very exciting country, exciting opportunity for us to have. And when we work with people that don't see that, we try to encourage them and let them know, wow, you know, there's all kinds of training programs, opportunities to move forward, whether it's a supply chain management, okay, packaging, unique programs at Michigan State, Lansing Community College in terms of the trades. There are just a lot of opportunities in America if we're looking for them. We find out that there are millions of skill jobs that they can't fill right now.
Sure.
It just shows the need to move forward, not trying to be overly positive, but certainly trying to encourage people to know, yes, there are opportunities, there are things to do. We have to look for them. We have to seek them out. We need to find people that have the skill sets to help us. But this is America, and as Don King, of all people, said many years ago, only in America. So I think that we need to be happy, proud, and move forward, make changes, but move forward.
Only in America could somebody like Don King have achieved everything he had. I mean, no, it's true.
It's true.
Well, we were back in town yesterday and bopping around. My wife and I were, and we were everywhere. Probably because the kids were not, and no, our older kids were not in tether, and so we were. I mean, we were moving and grooving. But amongst that yesterday, I took a few minutes, and I flicked on, you know, the TV and hit back on the DVR, and I watched a few minutes of one of the episodes of John Adams, which was a movie made with the star Paul Giamatti, whose dad was the commissioner of baseball. He's a great actor, and. And a little bit about their episode of July 2nd through the 4th, 1776, just because I thought it was so good. And I'd been through that room, that hot, small, stuffy room in Philadelphia. And just amazed. My wife, and she kind of passed through, and we talked for a couple minutes. We're moving on to something else. She goes, you know, that really was a bit of divine providence. How did these guys all end up in the same place at the same time in this universe to come up with something that was so terrific and not have it go bad? I mean, she just walked away. She goes, that really was divine providence. And I said, you know, you're pretty smart. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, that is a good way of putting it, Dave. I'm knowing your wife, I will say yes. She definitely
she nailed it.
Saw something. And I think that is really, I think there's much truth to that, and again, like I say, I recognize the flaws, the issues in America, but
sure.
Boy, what a wonderful place. You know, you when you have a wife that lived in Cuba 17 years and saw some of the horrible things she saw in Castro's Cuba, and my dad always said, you know, John, if we ran Italy, we wouldn't have come here to have the opportunity. So many reasons to be here, but again, it's the Constitution, it's the people that live here, the people that want to work with it. You're always going to have those that want to destroy, but I believe there's also a lot of people that just want to make things better, move forward. Those are the good angels, and that's what we want to move forward and continue to have the United States as a beacon. You know, the city on the hill, as Ronald Reagan said many years ago, but just trying to be the best we can and moving forward. But it's a great opportunity to be here. And it's exciting every day. What can I do? Where am I going to go? What can I try to do? And that's what you can do in a free country,
yeah,
in the sense of coming and going and getting into things you want to do and get your preparation and move forward.
But you know what? We should never take it for granted either.
No.
Because that's, you know, the famous words coming out of that meeting of, I'm paraphrasing now, but when Ben Franklin, a woman said to him, Mr. Franklin, what do we have? Do we have a monarchy, or do we have a, you know, what kind of nation do we have? He says, you have a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And that's that was a statement and a word of warning at the same time. And 241 years later, we would do well to take heed. But on this July 5th, we enjoy all the blessings of our posterity that have come to us from them. And hopefully, we're able to hand over going forward. Dr. John Braccio, our guest this morning, here some reflections on being American and coming out of that holiday. More than just fireworks, but they're part of the show as well, as they always have been. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, always good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Dave. You're a great guy. Look forward to talking to you.
Same,
again.
A ditto. Right back to you. This is the Morning Wake Up. Coming up, we'll discuss a little bit of what went on at the Capitol Mall last night in D.C. and other things political here as we keep ramping and rolling along on your Wednesday morning here. Feels like a Monday for some. But it is indeed hump day, midweek. Can't even call it that. That doesn't count this time around. 1320 WILS.